With great power comes great responsibility. Uncle Ben's words followed Peter as he leaves the car, but he quickly forgets them in the excitement of participating in this wrestling match that is before him. He knows that with his special gifts, the $3,000 prize will be his. As he anticipates, he does triumph in the ring that night, but the box office manager refuses to pay him his full amount. Oh, Peter is furious, but unable to do anything to alleviate his frustration. Until, that is, a thief enters that box office after Peter, and he steals all the money. Peter sees the thief, but allows him to escape, asserting that the loss of the money is not his problem. He heads out that night to his car, knowing that his Uncle Ben is waiting for him. As he approaches the car, he notices a crowd gathered near their meeting spot. And to his much horror, they are surrounded by his uncle, who is lying on the ground, dying from the wounds inflicted by a carjacker. Peter follows the murderer, chasing him to an abandoned building. With dismay, he realizes that this is the same man that he allowed to escape earlier in the evening. As tears fill his eyes, Uncle Ben's words run through his head once again. With great power, Peter, comes great responsibility. If any of you are a comic book fan, you will have recognized the story just told. Peter Parker, otherwise known as Spider-Man, learned at a young age the truth of his uncle's words. Because he neglected to do what he could easily have done, the man he loved like a father was now dead. With great power comes great responsibility. While you and I may not have the gifts of web-slinging and spider sense that Peter Parker had, the same is true for each and every one of us. Jesus, too, had much to say about power and responsibility. In our scripture here this morning, Jesus tells a story of three servants who were given similar jobs by their master. The amount of money for each servant received was different, but their duty was the same. They were to look after their master's property. The first two servants understood that their master wished for them to invest the money, just as he would have done. And of course, they did so, doubling the funds, and they were rewarded for their efforts. The third servant, however, was concerned only for his own well-being, unwilling to risk losing the money and facing the master's anger. He hid the money away. After all, the master only wanted him to safeguard what he had been given. How shocked this third servant must have been when the master threw him out. How could he have misread the situation so badly? Throw him into the outer darkness. Does that punishment seem a little harsh to you? After all, the sin seems rather minor. The servant did not waste or steal his master's wealth that day. He did not refuse to acknowledge whose it belonged to. He returned exactly what was given to him. Throughout the Gospels, however, Jesus proclaims that it is not enough to just simply look out for ourselves. Somebody's already mentioned that this morning. We don't just need to look out for ourselves. The saying that I've heard many times from good church folks is, "I take care of me and mine, and the rest can do the same." I've heard that. It's a little shocking. What an attitude and a mindset to have. There's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself and your family, but Jesus says that that is not enough. Sometimes it's the good Christian people who are the hardest to reach, the hardest folk to get through to face the fact that they have a problem. Jesus does not save all the judgment for those who are evil. He consistently condemns people who do good, and also those people who do no good with what they have. We've all been given talents. What are we doing with them? All three servants were given talents. What did they do with them? People like the priest and the Levite in the parable of the Good Samaritan, or the rich man and Dives and the poor man Lazarus. Both of those were stories in the Bible that Jesus used to get a point across. As Christian, it is our responsibility to help in spreading the message of Jesus Christ to all the world. We have to tell, we have to be our best. Our best witnessing tool is not our words, but our actions. What are we doing? We can say great things about Jesus and our Christianity, but if we don't back it up by a strong witness of how we live our life, we are null and void. Our words fall empty on those around us. With great power comes great responsibility. Like Peter Parker, we must learn that our refusal to use our gifts has consequences. This fact is true no matter the size of our gifts, no matter how powerless we may think we are. There's no exemption from God's demand for diligence. As Christians, we have been promised the greatest power of all, that of the Holy Spirit that is dwelling within us. With that great power comes great responsibility. What is your gift? What is your gift, and how are you going to use it to help Kipling United Methodist Church? How are you going to do it to help the kingdom of God grow? How are you going to take care and use your gift in your community? What can you do to serve the Lord a little more diligently, a little better? How can you serve Him by serving others? With great power of that of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, comes great responsibility. We have great power that is given to us, and we have a great responsibility that is expected of us. So what are we doing? Are we out there telling others? Are we showing them? Are we being an example? What are we doing? What are you doing? How are we serving? How are we giving back? How are we growing? Let us pray.